I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, February 23rd. Some Ohio politicians who have received donations from billionaire Les Wexner have given his money to charity. State House correspondent Joe Ingles talked with a political scientist about how the Wexner money fallout could impact candidates running for office this year.
Ohio State University political science professor emeritus Paul Beck says he's not surprised that candidates who received Wexner's money are giving it back.
In this atmosphere of uncertainty, with more revelations yet to come, perhaps, they want to distance themselves as much as they can from Les Wexner.
Beck says the Epstein files could be a major campaign issue if more information is revealed or charges are eventually filed, though it's important to note that none have been filed against Wexner at this point. But Beck says there's also the possibility that, like the House Bill 6 bribery scandal, the controversy involving Wexner would not resonate with voters much because it's too confusing. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
An Ohio House lawmaker was removed from his committee assignments last year and asked to leave the role over allegations of his sexual misconduct with a minor relative. He did not resign, and as State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports, he's since been reinstated to his committees.
House Speaker Matt Huffman, a Republican, says he believed last year Representative Rodney Creech was going to face criminal or civil action.
None of that came to bear, that in fact these various allegations or statements in reports, which also are supposed to be confidential, but made their way into the public domain, that many of those things either weren't true, wasn't clear if they were true. And in fact, there are no authorities taking any action.
According to Bureau of Criminal Investigation documents, in 2023, a minor relative accused Creech of sexually inappropriate behavior toward her. Creech, who has not been charged and called the claims, quote, demonstrably false, says he's thankful for Huffman's backing. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
This winter has been an active one with record snowfall, tornado warnings, and now an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says a light earthquake occurred Sunday morning near Hillsboro. It had a magnitude of 2.5, and its intensity is at a level 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. The center of the quake was just over 2 miles southwest of Hillsboro and originated 4 miles beneath the surface. The USGS received reports of shaking from as far west of the epicenter as Centerville, Trotwood, the Huber Heights area, and Middletown. Other areas that felt the quake include Wilmington and Newport, Kentucky. Quakes of this magnitude usually don't cause damage, and none have been reported so far. A Dayton law firm will continue operating from a downtown building. Part of the arrangement involves a promise to hire new workers and a performance grant of up to $350,000 from the city of Dayton. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
The law firm of Horstein, Nicholson, and Blumenthal has signed a 10-year lease for office space in the CareSource Ballpark Village building. The firm says it will also hire 10 new employees. Earlier this month, Dayton City Commissioners approved a performance-based development grant for up to $35,000 for the firm. According to the agreement, the firm will receive this grant only after it has hired the 10 employees and verified the payroll tax withholdings. City Manager Shelley Dickstein says this agreement keeps 47 high-paying jobs downtown and expands the city's income tax base through new hires.
It's an important part of retaining the critical mass that we need in downtown, which is our economic engine for the whole city, generating 65% of our general fund annually.
According to the city's management and budget director, Dayton has a general fund of more than $270 million. Dickstein emphasizes the city's performance-based incentive strategy secures long-term job retention, supports new employment growth, and preserves a significant payroll tax base in downtown Dayton, which helps to support the rest of the community. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Winter has returned to southwest Ohio. We received snow Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and a little bit this morning as well. And some breezy conditions are blowing that snow around as we had slippery conditions this morning driving about. We're expecting the cold to continue through at least tonight, when the lows tonight get down near 20 degrees. Temperatures getting above freezing on Tuesday with a little bit of sun. Another system expected to move into our area Wednesday night into Thursday, bringing rain or snow chances. We'll have to keep an eye on it to see exactly what kind of precip it brings to Southwest Ohio. And that's WISO Today for Monday, February 23rd. I'm Mike Fraser.